Hi, and welcome to the weekly pep talk with my mom. This is the certified mama's boy, in case you don't know. Could have just rolled over from another podcast. You're like, wait, who is this? I'm Steve Kramer. Once a week, my mom gives just a five-minute pep talk just to get you ready for the week, and especially on weeks like this, Thanksgiving week, but like pandemic Thanksgiving week. And I know there's a lot of people that are just feeling kind of meh about this Thanksgiving, right? It just doesn't feel the same, and it's not the same. And so, like, how are we supposed to handle that? Well, hopefully today's pep talk helps you. Next.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Of course, this week is Thanksgiving, and the quote I shared for Monday's Mix 106 show is from Eckhart Tolle, and I want to talk a little bit about it today to you all. And he says, acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. I think that is such a great thought for this year in the pandemic, when there have been so many losses and so many disappointments, and now the holidays just seem to exacerbate all the feelings of hardship and regret. But I hope that we can find what brings us joy in our life and to think of the good, to think of the good in our life. Think of our families, family members that have gone before us. I think of my family members that have died, my mother, my father, and my two brothers, and so many other people that have meant so much to me to bring me to this place where I am and to help me be who I am. Think of those people and talk about those people and bring them to your thoughts and prayers, and talk to your kids about those people in your life. Perhaps they know them, perhaps they don't, but it's a wonderful thing to help them to understand how important people are to us and how important family and friends are to all of us. They're our lifeblood. They keep us connected. Think of the things that you have in your home, under your roof. Be grateful if you have a roof over your head, if you're warm, if you're cool, if you have food on your table. There are so many that don't. So be grateful for those things. There are so many things that we take for granted that have come to our attention during this pandemic. The time to spend with our children, and the importance of teachers in their lives and our lives that make our lives easier, and how grateful we are to them, and maybe would have never appreciated them in the way we do now had we not been in this pandemic. All of the medical workers, all of those people who are helping every day to help us get our lives together and to keep us safe. Just think of all those people that we never really pause to give thanks for and give thanks. I love something I read this week about a family who literally walked around their house and looked at things they had and gave thanks for them. Whether it's a special stuffed animal, it's something in your home that was given to you as a special gift, things that bring you comfort. All those things are so many things that we have to be grateful for and to look for the good, in all things. Because when we are faithful to each other and show our gratitude and appreciation to each other, that's so important. So some of us will be alone this Thanksgiving. I know Stephen won't be coming home, and we will connect with him on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever and include him. And Maggie and John will be with her fiance's family and in Augusta, and Brian and Aunt, his husband, will be here with us. And I know that will be a wonderful time to share. But just be grateful. Be grateful for all you have. Don't count your losses. Count your blessings. Think of past Thanksgivings. And maybe this is a new time to start a new tradition in your family. Think of what things will be like next year. Look ahead. Be hopeful. Never lose hope, because things will be better. And this time next Thanksgiving, my prayer is that this will all just be a memory. So make some good memories this year as best you can. And give thanks for all creation. Give thanks to everything that, you know, God has given us in this life. Be blessed in abundance, and know that I will love you forever.